שלום, אנחנו בשיעור הכנה לקראת...
Hello, we are in a preparation lesson towards the Arava Congress. We will be reading selected excerpts from the top, from the sources. The topic is entering Ibur. You can ask questions on Kab.tv and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
First, we have to understand that entrance into Ibur doesn't happen at once. It's not all of a sudden. It's not absent-mindedly. It's a back and forth and back and forth. It's like the zivug, the coupling, as Bala Sulam describes in letter number 19. So that's even before the ibul. In the ibul too, ibul is impregnation. It's interesting that a person who enters the ibul loses the reality itself, his self, and becomes completely devoted to the Creator. And then he's afraid. It's like standing on a cliff and he's willing to jump. The Creator says, and he is willing to jump. And then it's like he has a different thought. How will I not work with my reason, checking if I should or shouldn't? Can I really go with my eyes shut? But how will I, without controlling the situation? There has to be some opposite form by which I examine myself and somehow control the situation by measuring opposites. So there are many questions here and opposites that happen at the same time in the same situation where you have both or consecutively. We'll go over it and we'll see, but we are approaching it. So let's see what Rabash writes to us.
So we will read excerpt number 8, which is from Rabash, article 31, concerning Yenika in Ibur, nursing and conception. Ibur, conception, means that one removes his self, his being, for a time, and he says, now I don't want to think at all of my own benefit, and I also don't want to use my mind. And even though this is a very important thing for me, meaning that I can't do anything that I don't understand, which is to say, I can do anything. However, I must understand the benefit of it. Nevertheless, he says, I am now able for some time to say that I take it upon myself during those times that I set not to use my mind. Rather, I believe above reason, to have faith in the sages and believe that there is a supervisor who watches over every person in the world in private providence. Again, Ibur, conception, means that one removes his self, his being, for a time. And he says, now I don't want to think at all about my own benefit. And I also don't want to use my mind. And even though this is a very important thing for me, meaning that I can't do anything that I don't understand, which is to say, I can do anything, however, I must understand the benefit of it. Nevertheless, he says, I am now able for some time to say that I take it upon myself during those times that I set not to use my mind, but rather to believe above reason and have faith in the sages and believe that there is a supervisor who watches over every single person in the world in private providence.
Shailot. Questions?
Ken.
Yes.
It's not a clear state. How is it possible not to be, not to hold on to the state in somehow? Seemingly it is a state that the upper one rules him completely.
Yes. How can we describe it? The upper one controls me to such an extent that it detaches and neutralizes my brain, and I feel like I'm operated by the upper one. I'm swallowed up in him, attached to him, dedicated to him, given to him. And
I can't describe it. I can't depict such a state where I have no control of my mind.
But if you picture the situation and ask that it will happen, by this you accelerate time. Of course, you're not in it yet. But when you think about these things, that there is none else besides him, and you have to come to a state where you at least annul before his domination, his authority. And now you are seemingly given your false control, the evil inclination, which is opposite from the Creator on purpose. So you would come to him voluntarily through your work, through your effort, your demand. If you understand this, then you have to make all kinds of efforts, which anything you can do, in order to receive from above the power to make the Creator control you, meaning the power to subjugate your inclination, your mind and heart, so the Creator will control your mind and heart. So much so, I'm repeating myself, reiterating, so much so that you will suddenly feel, I am controlled by him. Where do I disappear? How can I maintain that there is still me? Me disappearing and being controlled by him, I have to leave something for myself, not to completely lose my mind and heart, myself, at least from that point where I feel that it is I annulling, I adhering, or perhaps this point is also not on my name. Here, you really want to delve into the feeling and understanding of this situation. So let's think about it. Discuss it for a few minutes. What does it mean to annul before the Creator who controls the mind and the heart? How do I then feel and think? What is that situation? Please. It's very close to us. I'm telling you, it is. You'll see. Go ahead, make an effort.
What does it mean? I don't know. Seemingly nothing is left for you if he is controlling your mind and heart. Maybe what's left for you is this readiness to choose time and again his control over you.
Right. This brings up many questions, because there's no vacuum. It's still something that's working. You need to attach it as it is attached to the upper mind. Well, we need to adhere as much as possible to the upper mind, because the mind can make all kinds of calculations about how to stay attached.
We indeed choose all the time to crown the Creator over us in our mind and heart. We feel one thing maybe, but in spite of whatever we feel, we want to be attached to there is none else besides him, to the good that does good. And then we feel reality in two extremes, one in our will to receive, and two on the second level in our desire to resemble the upper one.
Also, joy arises from the situation. It's all like a kid's game. It happens by itself, without our control. And the Creator in His totality is in everything, and all the tiny and big efforts, struggles in life were all in vain. So it gives you a different perspective.
It's truly a beautiful situation, an amazing situation. It's like a person passing through a wall to a different reality, a different dimension. We simply have to get used to help each other every time to jump over these things above reason.
What describe the state of there's none else besides Him, the Creator's full control? It's like the friend said, you feel actually at the same time my own complete control. So there is, it's like this spring that's very, very tight, it's wound.
Rav, how do we build a 10 that will be in control over each one of us, like the Creator, and then we will smoothly kind of glide? Glide into this state with the Creator. We ourselves simply enter Ibu conception. We determine it because the Ibu, the impregnation, is inside of us until we reach the first connection, the first contact. How do we do it this way? So that we are in control of the situation, bit by bit. Everybody's sitting in a cart, and our common donkey is ahead of us, before us, and we like that, tuck, 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 and we reach conception. Well, go ahead, talk about it. How do we organize that? The Creator wants us to go through all of these stages. To perform all of these stages. This is called that it's with the precedence of our actions by us raising man. Let's go.
We have to take responsibility for the friends to merge with one another and see to one another, tend to one another, in order to create the state where we are all on the same wagon. And if we tend, if all nine tend to the wagon of the tenth, then we create a forward movement.
Yes, and if we will make actions in which there is the light that reforms, then this force will work on us. Because in the end, our independent action is also only by us asking that the light will work on us.
It all begins with annulment. This should be the most important thing. We have to constantly talk about it in the 10. And to the extent of our subjugation, the 10 will be able to become his mind and heart.
Yes, and then we make a covenant. We have to set some agreement, just like a marriage agreement, where you decide that you are going to cope with whatever comes together. So we organize this agreement between us, a covenant, on top of which we can have our vut, so it will truly dwell in each and every one and give forces to each and every one by which to work. This is how we build this wagon.
The 10 is exactly the force that helps you persist with this act of Ibu, to sustain it. This is the only thing that can force a person to be in this all the time, to bring him back to being, to be his kind of a measuring point, to see where he is.
And each time to make the goal more precise, where is our common wagon heading? Where are the efforts that each one of us puts there? What is the right inspiration that I'm searching for from the friends? What in our connection we should strengthen even more, so that indeed our common work, this common dance that we are in, will indeed be common.
Rabash wrote about how the conditions for Ibu until a person connects and opens the heart to each friend and brings him closer as the most important part.
To glide kind of smoothly depends mostly, maybe solely, on the greatness and the importance of this state called Ibu, of bestowal of the Creator. The more we have that in our hands, then if I understand what Rav is asking, then really smoothly we will glide into that state called Ibu, because we will want it.
Before everything we do, we just have to see if we are approaching it in order to be annulled and be more in Ibu, or do we want to obtain something seemingly by ourselves?
Yes, and to feel that it's not that I'm carrying out some action and by this I am advancing towards Ibur. Rather, we're doing it together, and then there is force in it. In that, there is equivalence of form of the Creator. When all of us are doing even a little bit, coming a little bit closer to it, but we're coming together, then there is a great force in it.
The ten is a kli. If you can do what is required of you toward that kli, then the light dresses in it, which is the Creator.
I don't know what else to add, but indeed, everything that we're engaging and studying about is exactly this building of the common kli.
I'm also not sure what to add. This common kli, the word common is the key. No one can go into Ibu alone. It's not something you do by yourself.
Rav, how do we depict the qualities of the Creator so that our ten will be in equivalence of form with Him, at least in the very first contact? How do we depict the qualities of the Creator so that our ten, all in all, my ten, all in all, will be in the very first contact with Him? Please.
What the Creator wants is for everyone to reveal Him so He can do good to everyone. He wants everyone to have the quality of bestowal and to really be able to realize it. And when this is my effort, I equalize with Him in this. When I want you to be in bestowal, to succeed in doing this, and that there will be my joy as well.
I depict it as our pure, clean qualities that are rid of self-concern, caring about myself, and rid of pride. It is completely removed in annulment.
He has no concern for himself, no thought of himself. He only ties and connects all the parts of creation, and likewise, every detail in the ten, the whole ten together. There's no...
Excerpt number 10 from Rabash, volume 1, concerning nursing and conception. Conception, Ibu, means that one transitions from his own self to the Creator's domain. But this is temporary, meaning that he truly wishes to annul himself forever. However, he cannot believe that this annulment will last forever, seeing as many times before he thought that it would be so. But only in order to later descend from his degree and fall into the place of filth. But one should not worry about what shall we eat tomorrow, meaning to think that he will certainly fall from his degree, as this shows lack of faith. Instead, we must believe that the Lord's salvation is in the blink of the eye. It follows that because he annuls himself for a time, while wanting to remain so for eternity, one is considered to be in the state of ibur. Again, ibur, conception, means that one transitions from his own self to the domain of the Creator. However, this is temporary, meaning that he truly wishes to annul himself forever. However, he cannot believe that this annulment will last forever, seeing as many times before he thought it would be so, only to later descend from his degree and fall to the place of filth. But one shouldn't worry about what shall we eat tomorrow, meaning to think that he will certainly later fall from his degree, as this shows lack of faith. Instead, we must believe that the Lord's salvation is as the blink of the eye. It follows that because he nullifies himself for a time, while wanting it to remain so for eternity, one is considered to be in a state of ibu.
Questions? Yes, Levitch.
In this excerpt and also in the previous one, can you explain what it means, nullification for a time, temporarily?
That it passes away afterwards.
But how should a person relate to it? Before he said that you need to do it for a minute, I decided now I'm going to do it for some time, or...
I said before that suddenly a person feels that he is on the verge of entering Ibu, which is complete self-annulment, and then he stops and becomes afraid. He's got this feeling. We're always between two forces. Now we're seemingly wanting to come in, come closer to spirituality, to the Creator, to approach, but we feel as though we're being denied it. Like there's a, like we're pushing in, and we are, and from there we're being pushed out. It could be differently. It could be otherwise. You could be pulled in, and you stop it, and you don't want it. You're afraid. As he says, it seems to a person that is losing his home, his wife, his family, and his friends, and this entire world, and goes into this unknown room, this vacant space, into space. So, there are two forces here. And the two forces, the Sitra Acha helps us become oriented, find our way in every situation. So what are you asking?
So, when I try in the Ibu to say I'm doing it for a while, or should I say I'm going to go all the way for eternity?
Well, you can't go all the way at once. It seems to you in the beginning that you're willing to go all the way, but then you get all these forces that tell you, no, wait a minute. And you have to settle down, you have to think. What did all those people tell Abraham? You're old, you don't want to do it, when he wanted to do the covenant, the circumcision. You remember these essays. So there are all kinds. But this is already very advanced states. I'm happy that we are, well, not everyone, but that many people here are already, and in the world clearly as well. It's interesting that our friends all over the world that we see are in the same state as ours. Николаев, please.
Доброе утро.
Скажите, hello, good morning. We have the following question. when everything is bad, everything falls apart in corporeality and in spirituality, then to ask, to turn, to reach despair is something that is relatively easy to do. But when everything is okay, in corporeality and in spirituality,
what does it mean to ask to get to despair? Who asks to get to despair? What are you talking about? We never ask to get to despair. Always toward the goal, always toward connection, toward unity. The fact that along the way despair appears, we say is good. But despair from what? From a person's own power, strength, when he exerts and wants and for lack of choice, because he falls, because those guards on the mountain, on the king's mountain, keep dropping him off. Yet he continues like a child who wants to play under any situation and circumstances and doesn't come down. And then we suddenly see, like a child. You see, he was playing and playing and playing and would, and all of a sudden, tuck, he goes to sleep. He just drops in the same place and falls asleep. We're like that too, giving up. But it's not like we want to give up. Okay? Good, now they don't have a question. Moscow.
Nikolai asks, how to overcome that very last step, that fear, and enter Ibu, conception?
For this, we need the help of God, the help of the Creator. It's by salvation from above. Because this is already transitioning, it's like the Uba. Uba comes from the word Over, passing, from state to state, from Malchut to Bina. So there is the outcry and the request and all that, but the actual transition from this world to the next is what the ubar, the embryo, attains. It's not within our hands to do. We do all the preparations, but the act is done, the work is done by the Creator. We will feel His work on us, how He transitions us. This is the meaning of, there's a song of Mavir Banav, He who transfers or transitions His sons. That's exactly it. What? Yes?
I'm a little bit confused. How can a state be born where I understand what it means that there is none else besides him, to be in the full awareness where a person understands, as he says individually about each and every person, but to reach a state where you annul in such a way that what, the evil inclination goes away? He doesn't play his tricks on you anymore, and you simply succeed, and
perhaps he doesn't disappear. But it disappears in the sense that it doesn't control.
What do you mean he doesn't control?
It doesn't control. The group controls, for example.
If I'm in a state where I see that I begin to crawl...
A child is afraid. He's anxious. Then the mother comes and takes him on her hands. That's it. Now he's king. He's got no worry for himself. You're like that too. Exactly like that. Nothing less.
All the time?
We'll see. It can be even more than that.
Wait a minute. Sorry that I'm... to be in what you say, and like you wrote before, for a minute, it's possible, it happens. But to hold on to it all the time...
This happens to you in our lives, and it's not spirituality. It's not the Creator's control. It is some psychology, something psychological. It's not the Ibu yet.
I can't imagine it.
You don't need to imagine it. You can't imagine it. It's the upper world already. Next, who wanted to? Yes, someone there.
A question from Brazil. When the Creator sends disturbances one after the other, what do I lack in order to understand His message? Because at the same time, it appears that I'm making many efforts to annul myself towards the Creator.
Nothing's going to help you unless you feel strengthened by the group. Because then all the disturbances of the Creator, you begin to decipher them correctly. You begin to read them correctly. If you're not connected to the group, you read them not quite correctly, with all kinds of mistakes in between, you don't quite see what is writing. But if you're connected to the group, with the perspective you received from them in how you look at the Creator, this is clear writing and a clear message. Next. Yes?
Rav, I wanted, in relation to private providence, what does it mean that I believe in private providence? What other kind of providence can there be? And something else, can private providence be only after I receive that quality of ibur conception?
Beforehand as well. In the stages prior to the ibur, a person already begins to feel that he is in private providence.
What other kind of providence is there?
No providence. The world is just a mess. Each one does whatever he wants.
Because I understood from the text that seemingly there is general providence, but I believe in private, individual providence, like I'm more specific towards the Creator. I have a specific relation to the Creator.
You specifically toward the Creator. You and He are now connected together. You feel you're getting guidance from Him, the power from Him, the intellect and the feeling from Him. Not completely, but partially.
Hence comes the question, can it be only following the Ibu?
No, I told you. Before the Ibu as well. Ibu is already when you are included, merged, swallowed up in His providence. So I told you that even before the Ibu, you have such states where you don't want it, you're stopping, you're being pulled, but you're going, no, not yet.
Isn't Ibur when I pass the responsibility to Him? I annul myself and I pass the responsibility to the Creator.
Well, we will get to it and then you'll tell us. All right? Good. Who else is there? Yes, Kola.
He writes here that many times the embryo falls, drops, and we also, many times we try, and we are all kind of wise, and we know what's going to happen in advance.
When an embryo falls out, it's something else after the entrance?
No.
So before that, until he goes in, okay?
Yeah, beforehand. So we have a clear, we have many defensive mechanisms, and I really cannot allow myself, as he says, to believe that it's possible. Let's say every meeting of the 10, every...
A person becomes afraid to lose his independence. It seems to him like this is this entire world. Yeah, we have to find a few excerpts about this. This is correct.
But if it's just once or twice, okay, but every morning lesson, every time, we have to practice.
According to the root of the soul, you're probably a hard klipa, so what can you do?
Okay, so I'm not asking about myself, but let's say we have some mass event where we can suddenly take the force of the society, we all kind of turn on. So
this is what we are now doing, we're preparing ourselves for an attack.
So what excuses can I give to my stupid brain, which is over too clever?
No, you don't need any brains, you need annulment of the brains, annulment of the control of intentions and thoughts, but annul it before the society. You can ask, if everyone annuls before everyone, then before whom are we annulling? Before the Creator who is inside. Then we feel that He is inside.
But I can't get out of the fact that we were there already. Many times we failed, many times we tried, so I can't bring in...
All this accumulates as the power of rejection. it accumulates. It doesn't stop you. You say, it's not like you go, I fell 1,000 times, so what's 1,001? No, if you set it up correctly, all those 1,000 times don't weaken you. They sustain you and push you forward.
Okay, 1,000 times, each time they're patience, etc. But I'm asking, how can I bring all of the force, all of the energy, and go for everything, go for the bank right now?
If the friends give you awakening, not by yourself. We're all dependent on everyone else. But we'll get it. Yes, doctor.
The most important thing that we're hearing now is to annul our mind. What does it mean to annul our mind, my brain? Instead of my brain, what will I start feeling?
What society says. What society says.
What?
Does it say something or not?
Connection, adhesion.
Right, that's it. What do you want?
But every the whole of man is a mind, is a brain, an intellect. He can't take one step forward without a brain. So what else is there? So what does he annul then? So if he annuls, he can't move.
He takes the mind of the society and works with it. We're not talking about how you work in your clinic or at home or someplace. We're talking about how you relate to spirituality on a spiritual level. Yes.
The friends from Brazil are asking, does Yibu happen only once or on every degree?
The beginning of every degree is Yibu, but it's very different, very, very different from degree to degree. It is a completely different form of annulment. You have colors and shades. It's amazing. Next, cowboy, please.
You said that, told the doc that you're not talking about the controlling the mind, how you work at work. Only here. So my question is, how do you find the balance in annulling the mind before your brothers versus what you do for your necessities to make sure you can be here?
No problem at all. I have the intellect in the still vegetative inanimate, and I work in these things as usual. It's written about this. The physician, the doctor was given permission to heal. What you need to do with your body, do according to your own intellect. Don't ask anyone except the doctor, I don't know who, but not a Kabbalist. Not a Kabbalist. A Kabbalist is the one who tells you about the soul, what you need to do in order to heal the soul. Period. Yes?
Okay, then this brings up the other question of the eye. We're annulling our mind, the eye's mind. We know from Baal Salam and Rabash that it's either the Creator controlling us from the back of the neck or from the face. Will to receive versus the will to bestow. So what is this eye? Do we really have an eye? Or is this just the will to receive that has captured this body and is utilizing it for its own self-serving purposes?
We will see this along the way, Bill. We'll see it along the way. All right, let's go. You do have? Okay, read it.
We will read from Shamari. We're going to read from Shamani now. Understanding what is written in Shulchan Aruch, Shamari 122 on page 281. We're going to be reading from the third passage. When one cries, "Raise us to life," life means adhesion with the life of lives, which is by that specifically when one wants to work entirely in the form of bestowal, and that all of one's thoughts for self-satisfaction will be revoked. Then, when one feels what he is saying, his heart can fear, lest his prayer will be accepted. That is, that he will have no desire whatsoever for himself. And concerning self-satisfaction, there appears a state where it seems that one leaves all the pleasures of this world, all the people, friends, his kin, all his possessions, and retires to a desert where there is nothing but wild beasts.
Is it clear or not? Questions about this? Well, evil beasts, we don't see that spirituality rejects it so much. But there's already some sort of, well, this world where I, you know my way. There's everything here. There's bad, there's good, there's this, there's that. You know, you need all kinds of spices, salt and pepper, but it's my life, you know. It's my flavors. All of it disappears from my senses. I don't feel in my fingers where I am. I become disoriented. I can't feel it. I can't touch it. Just like that. Even bad things suddenly seem some kind, somewhat pleasant, because you're used to them. So what do we do?
Seemingly, one leaves all the pleasures of this world with all the people, friends, his kin, all of his possessions, and retires to a desert where there is nothing but wild beasts, without anyone knowing of him and of his existence. It seems to him as though he loses his world all at once, and he feels that he is losing a world filled with liveliness and takes upon himself death from this world. He feels as though he is committing suicide when he experiences this image.
Look at how everything becomes inverted. He wanted to leave this world so much. The world is suffering and confusion and business, and it's transient, and I'm going to die anyway soon. Suddenly, it seems so beautiful and pleasant, and how can I leave this? It's at the entrance, at the threshold of spirituality. And then, what, to go back? Does he go back?
Sometimes, the Sitra Acha helps him picture his state with all the dark colors. Then the body repels this prayer. And in such a state, one's prayer cannot be accepted, since he himself does not want his prayer to be accepted. For this reason, there must be preparation for the prayer, to accustom oneself to the prayer, as though his mouth and heart are equal. And the heart can come to agree through accustoming. So it would understand that reception means separation, and that the most important is the adhesion with the life of lives, which is bestowal.
How do we accustom ourselves to go into Ibur despite the forces rejecting us from spirituality? Not to go in, it's not worth it. It's too much. It's as if we are standing at the door to the king's palace and we don't want it. Let's sit and wait. Maybe this, maybe that. So once it's already possible, then we start, you know, to reconsider. Right, Gershon, can you picture it? Niv? You can. So, describe it. How do we then overcome these forces that the minute we move away from corporeality into spirituality, you have opposite forces that pull you back into corporeality to show us that corporeality has many pleasures and many good things and nice and so on. I remember we used to come to Tiberias with Rabash, and in that house lived his father-in-law. Dori's father-in-law. Dori was the owner of the house. So I slept in the same room with Dori, and Rabash slept in the room next door. So then I told him, are you comfortable? He would normally just lie down in bed. He would only get up to make something to eat and would lie down. And he would read all the time, the Bible, the Torah, the Zohar, and so on. This old guy from Tiberias, Tiberias type. He said, why don't you want me to change your bed? He said, no, it's good. I like this dent here and this bump there is exactly for my foot, and that's for my body. So a person becomes used to things. He doesn't want to part from it. How many times do you feel pain in some place, and when the pain leaves you, you want it back? It's like you reawaken it, as if you need to feel that pain instead of totally leaving it. You don't know what I'm talking about? You do. Okay, good. So there are similar things in entering the Ibur. Why am I saying this? Because you need to detect them, feel them, and understand that sin crouches at the door. Yes, Leo.
Before you talked about a state where, of, how did you call it, to smoothly glide or something like that, to glide smoothly into the state of Ibur. How does that coincide with the state that we're now depicting of?
You can get to Ibur quickly, nicely, through society if you arrange it correctly. There's no problem. The entrance itself has all kinds of forces, which is, it's called the absorption of the semen. There it's already you have a certain loss of senses. Certain loss of senses. I don't want to give you examples like in a physical intercourse, because you feel pleasure in the intercourse, but in the absorption of the semen, a person doesn't feel or understand anything. There are no discernments here. But that's, we'll talk about it later. And now let's move on to excerpt 12.
Excerpt 12 from Conception and Suckling of Rabash. In the Ibur, we have two forces. The force that depicts, so that the depiction of the newborn is katnut, smallness, meaning that to attain katnut, there is also an order there, since katnut is preparation for gadlut, for greatness. If there is no katnut in the degree, there is no greatness, no gadlut. And so long as one is in katnut, it follows that he is still not in wholeness. And wherever there is a deficiency in sanctity, there is a grip to the sitra achra, and it can spoil the conception, so it won't be able to reach its wholeness. And by that, it comes to abortion, meaning that he is born before her conception is complete. Because in the Ibu, we have 25 persufim, meaning Naran Chai, and in each of them there is also Naran Chai. Therefore, there must be a detaining force, meaning that even in katnut there should be wholeness there. He receives these through his mother. Although the fetus in itself has no kelim, vessels in which to receive gadlut in order to bestow, still, by annulling before the mother, it can receive gadlut from the kelim of its mother. This is regarded as an embryo on its mother's thigh. It eats what its mother eats. That is, since it has no choice of its own, but rather eats what its mother eats, meaning that what its mother knows that it is permitted to eat, it eats as well. It means that he has shifted the choice of what is good and what is bad from himself. Rather, it is all attributed to the mother. This is called its mother's thigh, meaning that he himself does not merit a name.
You remember what Rabash says? A thousand miles distance does not detach us, and I feel myself and my friends as one, and then I lose myself and feel only my friends. This is exactly the entrance to the Yibul.
No.
You want it, it'll happen. You don't, it won't. That's the condition, though. It's all in our hands. We just need to finally attack. 14.
Excerpt number 14 from The Birth of the Moon by Rabash. The meaning of Ibur comes from the words Evra Vezaam, anger and wrath, meaning that one must overcome when the kingdom of heaven is for him as a point, meaning that the acceptance of the burden of the kingdom of heaven doesn't shine for him and bring him joy, as it is written, serve the Lord with joy. Rather, instead, for him it is sadness. This is the matter of conception. It is like a corporeal conception, in that when the pregnancy begins, if later on the correct conditions are met, a baby will be born. It follows that when one enters the work and he sees how distant he is from the Creator, and this pains him, it means that he's been rewarded with katnut, meaning that he feels his own katnut, and this is called a lack for a vessel. To that extent, he can later attain the light, which is called gadlut, in relation to the vessel, the kli.
What we're lacking in Ibu is that I don't feel the upper one. I don't feel it. The upper one is still seemingly... I can't, it's like concealed from me, because I don't have the kelim to feel the upper one. If I'm under his control, then myself is absent. It's controlled by him. My feeling is always a result of the difference between him and I. This is where I feel reality. If I'm completely attached to him, and he controls everything I have, then there is no me. There's a sensation of absence. Even the sensation that I'm annulled is absent, because it's I become annulled. You understand? And therefore, this is why we need the breaking of the kli. Because only when I am gathered with others by our kli, not being, besides unite, we have, is there another word? It becomes kind of patched. So these parts don't patch up into one piece. They still remain with the gaps between them, but we bridge the gaps. So the sensation of me, it remains. What am I trying to say? we must realize the ibur within the group. Otherwise, it doesn't become realized. Because we will not feel all of these states. It won't happen unless we process these things through the connection between us. Because if it's not connection among broken parts that we gather and connect, etc., it's from us to the Creator, then our reality won't exist. We need to understand that we, who are parts that are being patched up together, uniting, we don't erase the boundaries between us. They remain. And therefore, by this, we feel the Creator, we feel the connection, we feel all the spiritual discernments, specifically because the kelim that were broken remain not broken, but, well, also broken and also connected. Otherwise, we wouldn't feel it. We would be just annulled, cancelled, period. What am I trying to say here? We will come to all this in our feelings. But I'm trying to convince you that everything has to be taken through the society. I don't know how to say it. We just need to kill ourselves, all of our qualities, and everything that stops us from annulling in society. I won't be able to go into Ibur unless I annul. Next. Yes, Leo.
Can I have a question about the Congress itself in the Arava and the state of the Ibur?
The Congress itself, we will all come. And I'm telling you, anyone who comes to the Congress, first of all, don't come. The Congress is a place, it's a location, a place where we come and annul, just absolutely, total annulment. This must happen, otherwise don't come. It's no picnic, it's not some outing in the desert. It is a place for annulment. This is why we're coming, and the whole time we will be there has to be only under this condition. And it's very serious. Yes.
We said, we already decided together that there are conditions, external conditions that are very specific in the Congress that we are going to be very meticulous about. That's the basic condition to be in the Congress, let's say from the beginning to the end.
A person signs that if society sees that he is not capable, unable, doesn't want to, never mind, but is not meeting the necessary conditions for Ibur, he is sent home. And he must accept it and leave.
So it may sound like a redundant question maybe, but why being meticulous about the external conditions? Or how is this related to entering the Ibur? Why do we need this condition?
What do you mean by external conditions?
Again, there are certain rules that we say we're going to be meticulous about, talk about the same goal, from being there from the beginning of the Congress to its end, and...
What Kabbalists wrote for us? We're not making up anything.
No, that's clear. But the question is, why are we not meticulous with these things right now? Why don't we decide right now that there are these external conditions that we have to keep and we're not going to move an inch away from them? And
now we have such conditions that we can get away. No one knows what you do besides the 3 hours you're here.
And it's a catastrophe.
Right, so what do you do?
So why not do it now? Why are we waiting for the Congress?
Give us a recommendation.
Well, take those same conditions that we're setting for the Congress.
Yes, but how will I watch over you if you're okay or not? How will you watch over yourself if you're okay or not?
Well, I don't know, but... I don't understand why, if being meticulous about it, and it's clear to everyone that being meticulous about the external conditions, we have to start at least from there. This is the elementary basis to go into conception. Why are we doing it only there? Why are we not doing it here as well? The time has come for us to take things into our hands. It seems as though...
Yeah, the time has come a long time ago. But what to do? I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. I understand that there are kind of beastly times, you know, work, family, whatnot. But it should all be under the control of the intention. I have no control over you in this. We learn, we read. What do you want me to do?
I thought that the framework of the tens is such that lets everybody truly organize and all of us together conditions that... Like we're sitting in random tens during the lesson, so...
You mean it's worse?
Even worse? So go back to permanent tens. So you're still not worthy to...
It's only my opinion. I don't have to... There's friends that think differently.
I don't know. Make a calculation between you. Guys, this is your future. Until it happens in the 10, it won't happen in spirituality. The feeling has to be the same feeling. It can be that you relate to the Creator better than how you relate to the society. Okay?
No.
The feeling is such that if you let go even a bit, you let go, so you lost everything. It's like you have to be really strict, and we have to help each other have conditions that will be able to do this. Otherwise, we won't take a step ahead.
What do you recommend?
I don't know. To put such a framework together, or a lot of frameworks, that will obligate us more, that, I don't know, will help us. We have to train this monster here. And you let it go a bit, it runs away.
But the monster... The monster that doesn't control corporeality, but the intention, desire, feeling, impression, that's what we need. We can perform many actions with our hands, to give lessons, to do all sorts of things. You're tired at the end of the day, I understand, but how much benefit do you draw out of that? Meaning, there is benefit, it's true, but until from this corporeal plane, it influences the spiritual plane. You need 1,000 ton of effort on the corporeal plane to get a 1 ounce of effort in spirituality. The gap between the degrees is such that all the still inanimate is equal one element of the vegetative. That's the problem. Nikolaev.
Question from Kiev, from Igor Malchuk. During the day, when I work in annulment towards someone else besides him, how can I pass it through the group?
I don't know
if you have some contact then to connect with one another. But the main thing is the thought. But at the end of the day, you can make a calculation how much you were together in the desire and the yearning and the connection, the feeling of togetherness and so on. You have to calculate at the end. Next.
15. From nursing and conception, the importance of the work lies in the appreciation of even a small service to spirituality. By this, we are later rewarded with increasing the importance until one can say that there is no way to truly appraise the importance of serving the king. This is called the aspect of conception. Again, the importance of the work lies in the appreciation of even a small service to spirituality. By this, we are later rewarded with increasing this importance until one can say that there is no way to truly appraise the importance of his service to the king. This is called the aspect of conception.
Meaning, even the smallest service appears to him as great to such an extent that it covers everything. Yes. Questions?
This isn't working out for me. All this approach that we studied about conception from the beginning of the week, now you're saying that it's you. We started talking that it's by catching on to none else besides him, and now we're talking that it's annulment towards society. So it's not working out.
Why can't you reconcile the two?
Because the creator has disappeared.
Well, the creator has not disappeared. The group depicts the creator to me.
What does that mean?
How do I annul towards the creator? In practice, how can I annul myself towards the creator? I am looking for the creator. Where can I just drop and annul before him? Bow down. Where? If he's given me thoughts and desires, and I feel that they come from him, if that is so, and I feel that this is how he's acting, then I can annul towards what I receive, what I feel. Let's say that this is the case. But if I want to take a step towards the Creator, where am I looking for him? Tell me, now, how can you relate to the Creator? In what? You have nothing except through the environment that you annul towards it. The Creator tells you, take it. This is your free choice. And with this, you should build yourself. Where else? I don't know. Tell me.
I don't understand where you put everything that we were saying, that all their intentions, desires that awaken in you, you don't delete them, you let them stay, but you have to see that it came from the Creator. To remember it came from Him, to feel that it came from Him. All of that work, it's as if it, I don't know, we put it aside. It's not clear.
On that, Kabbalists say that this confusion happens to a person from incomplete work, that it's still incomplete. So he cannot reconcile all those things. But however it is, there is no creator, except if you reconcile that concept with the group. Outside the group, if you're talking about the Creator, it's not practical. It's not in practice for action, to. You can talk about it theoretically, but Kabbalists don't speak about, they don't constantly speak about the environment. It's clear that that's how it should be. Love thy friend as yourself is the rule. They mentioned it, that's it, done. Now we're talking about other things. Because it's clear that it has to be carried out in the society. We must hold on to it with your teeth. I'll tell you why, because the world is sliding back, it's in such a retreat toward separation and international conflict that only if we speak clearly that it's on how it's happening in the society, we'll be able to succeed and become light unto the nations.
So again, when we talked about it, that the Creator does everything, and society is just there to remind you. And today it turns out that you're doing everything in society.
The Creator is also in the society. We should not detach, disconnect one from the other. I shouldn't. Where is it written? Stop sleeping. Go on. Where is it written that the society and the Creator are one and the same? The force that appears in the society, in general, the society is not a society, it's a soul. And the force that appears there is the Creator. It's the dweller inside the divinity. And he's going to give you 1,000 pages on that, sources.
So, society for you is a means or a goal?
A means, but a means in which the Creator is revealed. From the side of the Creator, it's the goal. From the side of the purpose of creation, the plan of creation, it's the means. In the thought of creation, adhesion is the purpose, is the goal. Adhesion between the dweller and the divinity. If we're talking about adhesion between them, we have to prepare the divinity, Shechina, the vessel. So for us, the goal lies in the vessel. But towards the state, it's a state of adhesion. Creator with the general soul.
So can I say that according to the extent of your annulment towards society, they let you hold on to the fact that there's none else besides Menugun and benevolent?
Of course, we will not receive true conception. We will receive various guesses, exercises, but we will need to realize it in the environment. I'm telling you, believe me that this is how it is. I'm trying to shorten, to hasten. There are no shortcuts. There's hastening acceleration of the path.
So maybe we can ask, in the beginning of the lesson you said that if you work correctly towards society, you see that the story the Creator is telling you is true, and if not, so it's not true. So how can I recognize or identify that your response towards everything that's happening is a correct response?
If you combine together you, society, Creator, Israel, Oraita, the light, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Creator. Lower one, upper and upper, upper.
This combination is in your annulment. How do you combine them?
You combine them again, because the society is the vessel that shows me its qualities. And according to this vessel, I discovered the dweller, the one who dwells in the vessel.
So again, practically, when everything's together with the friend, let's say the response is clear. But if something happens and you're not next to the friends, you're somewhere else.
I'm never among you.
So I'm asking, how do you react correctly when something happens when you're not with the friends? What does it mean through society in the middle of your life?
But a society is not a society. It doesn't exist. It's a copy of me from my attitude towards them. My attitude towards them. Also, what I expect of them, how they should react to me, those are also my reactions. I depict, illustrate the society for me. even when I'm asking them to influence me and so on, it's all what I establish. Even if I'm asleep or dead and they awaken me, it's still how I awaken myself through them.
So you build society for yourself.
Of course.
So what does it mean that you're building through that society?
Whatever I want it to be, a framework in which I come to partnership in the Creator, and that is called an environment, society.
And, well, let's call it virtual. It's something that you constantly go with, the society.
Yes. 10 spheres of the Creator, that's the environment. Okay, those are words. They'll come in feeling, and then we'll see. I don't want to discuss it now. We'll go to Pticha, to preface, or continue? Moscow.
Ну вот у нас тот же вопрос, что значит совместить понятие творец с группой?
What does it mean to combine creator and group? It's a lot of different people, they have like a yearning to connect, and each one has his own depiction of what the creator is. How do you connect it all to that point of the creator?
Try to kind of stew it until you'll feel it. We still feel that these discernments are disconnected from one another. I, the environment, meaning the ten, the creator, the spiritual world, we have several such discernments that it's hard for me. Sometimes I connect one with another or another one with another, but in order to connect them all together, that other than that there is nothing, I cannot. We have to think. It's only from the efforts. We continue this or go to Pticha? Who's for staying on this? Who's for a preface?
Going to the next part of the